感谢主，我们来到最后一场了。
In the Lord that we have the last meeting。
开头的时候呢，我还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
In the beginning, we'll have brothers and sisters read with me the word of God。
我们先读哥林多后书。
Let's first turn to 2 Corinthians。
第六章。
Chapter 6。
哥林多后书第六章，我们从第一节读到第三节。
We will read from verse 1-3.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典，因为他说，在悦纳的时候我应允了你，在拯救的日子我搭救了你。看哪，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that ye receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything.That the ministry be not blamed.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
我们要从第五节读到第九节。
And we will read from verse 5-9.
林前三章第五到第九。
First Corinthians, sorry.
Okay.亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样。但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
First Corinthians chapter 3, starting verse 5. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos? But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. I have planted.Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then, neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry.But ye are God's building.
我们再请看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的兄弟在基督福音上做神执事的，这个中文啊，有个刮胡注，做神执事的有古卷是与神同工的，提摩太啊，就是神做神执事，提摩太兼顾你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
First Thessalonians chapter 3:1-2, wherefore.When we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith.
我们最后看哥罗西书。
Lastly, let's turn to the book of Colossians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十节和十一节。
Verse 10 and 11.
与我一同坐监的亚里达古问你们安，巴拿巴的表弟马可也问你们安。说到这马可，你们已经受了吩咐，他若到了你们那里，你们就要接待他。耶稣又称为尤士都也问你们安。奉割礼的人中，只有这三人是为神的国与我一同做工的，也是叫我心里得安慰。
Verse 10.Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, salute you. And Marcus, sister's son to Barnabas, touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision. These only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me.
我们今天早晨和弟兄姊妹要讲到这个与神同工。
This morning, we want a fellowship on work with God.
我们能看见啊，与神这个词所代表的那个属灵的意义是格外的重要。
We can see that this phrase with God, the spiritual meaning of this phrase is so important.
与神就是在被动中的主动。
With God is to be passively active.
这个在侍奉上面来讲更是重要。
With regards to service, it is even more important.
我们的侍奉能不能符合于神的心意？
Whether our service would be according to the will or purpose of God.
我们的工作能不能有真正属灵的果效？
And whether our work would have spiritual fruit or not.
那么就是看我们对于这个原则我们运用的好不好。
Then it depends on whether we can use this principle effectively or not.
如果在侍奉上我们真正懂得被动中的主动。
In our service, if we really know how to be passively active,
我们的侍奉就有价值。
Then our service would have a weight.
我们说过，侍奉呢，不在乎你主动，也不在乎你被动。
We know that service is not whether you're active or you're passive.
也不在乎你做了多少。
And it's not whether you do so much.
乃在乎这些工作你是不是与神一起同工。
But it is on whether you, when you work, are you working with God?
所以到今天我相信有些弟兄姊妹们都很清楚。
I believe it's very clear for some brothers and sisters.
我们必须分辨啊，这个与神同工跟为神做工这是两件不同的事情。
We have to be able to discern the difference between working with God and working for God.
甚至有弟兄告诉我们说呢，这个是天差地别的一个事情。
In fact, some brother tells us these two, you know, are.Like heaven and earth, they're so far apart.
今天有很多弟兄姊妹啊，都有这种热心愿意为神做工。
There are many brothers and sisters who have zeal to work for God.
但是好像不多人真正懂得与神同工。
But then there are not many who knows how to work with God.
我们知道你与神同工啊。
We know that to work with God,
就说明了你没有自己的工作。
It means that you don't have your own work.
你清楚工作是属于主的。
You are very clear that the work belongs to God.
我这么多年过来啊。
After being gone through that this many years,
我年轻时候听见有人这样告诉我，我不断提醒自己。
When I was young, somebody told me and reminded me.
免得我犯错。
Lest I make a mistake.
我就提醒自己什么呢？
And what do I remind myself of?
教会是主的。
The church is God's.
羊群是主的。
And the flock belongs to God.
工作也是主的。
The work is also God's.
我只不过是蒙召来与他同工做他所要做的事。
I'm just called to work with him to do what he wants to do.
我们都知道我们的神他有一个荣耀的计划在宇宙中他要成就。
We know that the Lord has a glorious purpose that he wants to accomplish.
那么他呢呼召我们来和他一起来同工。
And he calls us to work with him.
作为基督徒我们必须明白。
As a Christian, we have to understand.
我救赎是为着他的目的。
Salvation is for his purpose.
神为什么要救你啊？
Why does God save you?
为什么要救我？
Why does he save me?
他有个荣耀的目的。
Because he has a glorious purpose.
今天就这个点上来说呢，很多基督徒都不太清楚。
Even with regard to this, many Christians are not clear about it today.
我们必须要明白，我们蒙救赎是为着他的目的。
We have to know that we are saved for his purpose.
而我们与他同工呢，是为着完成他的目的。
And when we work with him, it's for the accomplishment of his purpose.
希望弟兄姊妹把这两句话牢记在心。
I hope brothers and sisters can remember deeply these two sentences.
我再讲一遍。
I'll say it again.
救赎是为着他的目的。
Salvation is for his purpose.
同工是为完成他的目的。
And working with God is to accomplish that purpose.
但是在与神同工的事情上面呢，
With regard to working with God,
我们晓得地上的教会啊，实在出现的是极大的问题。
We know that a great difficulty has come about in the church here on earth.
我们知道在与神同工的事情上面，
We know that with regard to working with God,
神召我们来与他一同工作。
The Lord called us to work with him.
神注重两件事情。
And the Lord, pay attention to two things.
第一个，神注重是这个人的问题。
The Lord regarded very important the issue about this man.
主注重这个侍奉的人的问题。
He focused on the one who is serving.
第二个神所注重是他的托付的问题。
And the second thing the Lord focused on is his charge.
他不仅招我们来做工，他也是把他的工作托付在我们身上。
Not only does he call us, but he entrusts us with his work.
我们能从圣经里面很清楚看见，
We can see very clearly from the Bible.
神在他的工作上，他最注重就是这两个问题。
These are the two things that he focused on.
所以今天我们要与神同工。
And so today, when we want to work with God,
我们也要非常的注重这两个问题。
We really have to pay attention to these two things.
我们这个人在主面前首先要被主来归正。
First foremost, this person has to be adjusted by God.
然后呢，我们还要忠于主所给我们这个托付。
And then we have to be faithful to this entrustment that is given to us.
关于哈我们这个人的问题。
With regard to the issue of this man.
我觉得使徒保罗在哥林多前书三章这里所说的最好。
I feel that what Paul said in 1 Corinthians is very good.
这里呢保罗呢用了 两个问号我想请弟兄姊妹要记注意一下。
Paul used two questions here that we need to look into.
在哥林多前书第三章第五节那里。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
保罗先说亚波罗算什么保罗算什么
Paul said, who then is Paul? And who is Apollos?
请弟兄姊妹注意这个算什么这个问老王。
What he is saying is, what do they count for?
然后在第七节啊。
And then in verse 7.
他说呢可见栽种的算不得什么浇灌的也算不得什么只在那叫他生长的神。
Again, he said, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase.
我想我们如果要做一个好的工人好的神的仆人。
If we want to be a good worker, a good servant,
我们要明白这两件事情。
We need to understand these two things.
一个算什么
？What do we count for?
一个算不得什么
？And we really count for nothing.
保罗在这说亚波罗算什么
？He said, "So what does Apollos count for?"
如果下面呢没有说保罗算什么，那这个就很严重啊。
But if he did not say, well, what does Paul count for, then it would be serious.
今天我们看见有的侍奉主人讲那个人算什么这样做是犯很大的错误的啊。
Today many people say, so and so, what does he count for? But then they commit a great mistake.
感谢主保罗说亚波罗算什么保罗算什么
We thank the Lord that Paul says, you know, what does Apollos count for? But then, what does Paul count for?
那么亚波罗跟保罗算什么呢
So, Paul and Apollos, what do they count for?
保罗说无非是执事
Paul said, but they are just ministers.
这个执事啊原文就是仆人
The original meaning of minister is servant.
你只不过是仆人，你不是主人呢。
You are a servant. You are not the master.
所以最近呢，我常常跟很多地方弟兄姊妹们讲到这个侍奉的问题。
Lately, I have been telling brothers and sisters in many places about service.
所以我们呢，所有神的儿女都是仆人。
All of us children of God are servants.
什么叫仆人呢
？What does a servant mean？
仆人的意思就是有主人的。
To be a servant, you have to have a master.
我们不是主人。
We are not master.
所以算什么？是仆人。
We count for nothing, so because we're just servants.
所以侍奉主要认识主人，要眼中有主人，这是很重要的事情。
So for a servant.Their eyes need to have a master, and that's very important.
你知道，虽然这是一个很简单的问题啊，但是我们很容易犯错。
Even though this seems to be a simple matter, but we always make mistake on this point.
因为很多时候一进入侍奉啊，我们就自己做主了，对不对？
Because once we enter service, it's very easy for us to become the master.
所以这些年我也常常提醒自己。
And so these years, I have always reminded myself.
我是有主人的。
I have a master.
凡事都要听命于主人。
I have to listen to the commands of my master.
啊，那么呢，你认识你有是有主人的。
You have to realize you have a master.
我们算什么？我们只不过是仆人而已。
Who are we? We are just servants.
那么第二件重要的事情。
The second important thing.
就是呢，所有的恩赐都是神所赐的。
All gifts are from God.
你今天能服侍主，你能有这个功用，不是你自己的。
Today you can serve. You have this function. It's not yours.
你知道这样的事情在教地上教会侍奉中也是人常常犯错。
This is another thing that people always make mistake on.
我们常常觉得说，你看我有口才，我有知识，我有本事，我可以做事，对不对？
We always think I'm eloquent. I know things. I can do things.
保罗说呢，我们无非是只是照主所赐给他们个人的。你看，
But then Paul said,
保罗是主，都是神赐的。
But Paul said that we are but ministers, and we do according to what God gives us.
第三件事情什么呢？
How about the third thing?
只不过是引导人相信。
We only lead others to believe.
所以你知道保罗在哥林多前书第三章这里啊，讲到我们一个侍奉主的人，做主公的人，他该对自己有所认识。
And so here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul mentioned here how a servant of God should regard himself.
如果你不认识这些，
If you do not know this,
你很难做神眼中所看为对的仆人。
Then you cannot be one who is right in God's eyes.
然后呢，他就在说呢，什么叫做算不得什么？我们需要明白什么是算不得什么。
Then we also have to know what it means if you count for nothing.
所以呢，他就告诉我们，你栽种的、浇灌的，这个算不得什么。
He said, he that planted, he that watered, come for nothing.
那么因为什么呢？这是神托付你做的工，对吧？
Why? Because this is just the work that was entrusted to you by God.
他最重要是什么呢？是神叫他生长。
But actually, it is God who make it increase.
弟兄姊妹，明白这句话的意思吗？
Do you understand this?
你可以栽种，你可以浇灌，但是如果
you can water.
它长不出生命。
But it cannot grow out life.
那真是你做的就更算不得什么了，对吧？
Then what you have done really count for nothing.
神叫你去这个栽种，叫你去浇灌。
The Lord tells you to go plant, to go water.
保罗说的这都是一样的。
Paul said these are all the same.
虽然呢，我们的工作恩赐是不一样。
Even though our work and gifts look different.
但是在做仆人的事情上面来讲，这都一样。
But as servants, we are all the same.
不过将来呢，个人要照个人的功夫啊得赏赐。
But then one day we will receive a reward according to our work.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们要与神同工
，So brothers and sisters, if we want to work with God,
保罗就告诉我们，你要明白什么是算什么，什么是算不得什么。
Then we need to understand.What it means to, what do you count for? And you count for nothing.
因为神是, 他要来招我们做他的工。
Because God comes and calls us to do His work.
所以在哥林多后书第六章啊。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 6,
保罗提醒我们。
And Paul reminded us.
我们做执事的人啊，这个可以被毁谤。零后第六章第一节。
Second Corinthians 6.
这个第三节呢，你说我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。
Okay, verse 3, it says, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed.
意思说，我们做工人的人，我们可以被毁谤。
And so, you know, as workers, you know, we can be, there can be libel and we, or people can give offense about us.
啊，因为他后面保罗讲到做神的用人，你看这下面很多很多事情。那么今天我没时间去解释这个啊。但是有一件事情提醒我们什么呢？主的职分不能被毁谤。
There is one thing that's the most important is the ministry should not be given offense.
所以弟兄姊妹们啊，在英文里面我们晓得这个很清楚，一个是 minister， 一个是 ministry， 啊。
There are two things. One is minister and one is ministry.
这个 minister 是指着我们这些人说的。
Minister refers to the person.
这个 ministry 呢是指着神的托付说的。
The ministry is what is entrusted.
如果真正是一个好的神的仆人。
To be a good servant.
他是绝不让教会让主的托付受亏损的。
Then he would not let that ministry be blamed or suffer.
人可以毁谤我们，人可以拒绝我们，我们可以学习背十字架的功课。
As a person, the person can be attacked, can bear the cross.
但是绝不让神的教会受亏损。
But we don't want the church to be blamed or to be given offense.
啊，用我们现在的话来讲。
If we use our word today.
无论如何要维持教会的见证啊，不能叫神的教会见证受亏损。
No matter what, we have to uphold the testimony of God.And let that testimony not be blamed.
如果今天我们要与神同工。
Today, if we want to work with God,
我们必须注意这件事情。
We need to pay attention to this thing.
当然我们知道凭着我们自己啊，今天侍奉主啊，实在是没有能力的。
We know that to depend on us, we really do not have the strength.
所以使徒行传告诉我们，所有的侍奉都需要顺服圣灵的带领。
And that's why all the service has to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们读使徒行传的话呢
？If we read the book of Acts,
我们能看见真正建造教会的是圣灵。
We can see that the one who really builds the church is the Holy Spirit.
引导人进入侍奉里也是圣灵。
The one who lead people into service is also the Holy Spirit.
加给人恩赐力量的也是圣灵。
The one who gives the gifts and power is also the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天神呼召我们来做他的工作。
And so today, the Lord calls us to do His work.
这是神给我们极大的荣耀。
It's such a glorious thing that the Lord has given us.
我最近这段日子有时候思想圣经，我就觉得我们的神呢实在是太伟大。
Lately, when I meditate on the Bible, I really feel our Lord is such a great God.
我们这些人多微小啊。
How small are we people?
谁要我们来跟他一起同工，这个本来是不相配的东西，对吧？
And yet the Lord wants us to work with him. It feels so incompatible.
但是呢，神却是这样重视我们。
But then the Lord really put importance on us.
把他那么荣耀、这么伟大的计划，让我们这些微小又充满软弱败坏的人跟他一起来做。
And then he let us who are so weak, so corrupt, to have part in this great purpose of him.
所以这是神重看我们，对不对？
And so the Lord really put importance on us.
所以保罗告诉我们，你要认识自己啊。
And so Paul said, you have to know yourself.
啊，今天我们在神的手中只不过做神的器皿，给神用的。
Today we are but vessels to be used by God.
所以我就说，在与神同工的事上，神第一个注重的是这个人的问题。
And that's why I said, with regard to working with God, what God cares about is the person.
的确，这个人不对了。
If the person is wrong,
你就不可能把神的工作做得对。
Then you cannot work rightly.
当然了，圣经中有太多的话讲到如何把我们这个人做对，对吧？
Of course, the Bible said so many things about how to be a right person.
如果我们把注意摆在这个题目上，哇，那我想我们开多少次特会恐怕也讲不完这个。
If we put a focus on this topic on being right, I don't know how many special meetings and we still can't finish this.
不过呢，在这里今天只是一个简单的提醒，第一个神注重是我们这个人。
Today, we're just having a simple reminder saying that God really cares about this person.
感谢主在初期的教会里面。
We thank the Lord that in the early church.
你看使徒保罗是一个多么认识主人的一个好仆人。
We see how Paul really know the master.
所以在他们的日子里面，他们能够真正与神同工，让神的心意能够被显明出来。
And so he can really work with God and let God's purpose be revealed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我再重复一下。
And so let me repeat this, brothers and sisters.
如果你要真正成为一个好的侍奉主的人，
If you want to be a good servant of the Lord,
你要明白什么是算什么，什么是算不得什么，你先把它搞清楚。
So, please make it clear to yourself first, what do you count for? And you count for nothing.
啊，我们今天做 minister, 我们是要维护 ministry.
And today, as a minister, we are supposed to uphold the ministry.
好，现在呢，我们要看神所注重的第二个问题。
Now we want to look at the second issue that God put importance on.
啊，这个呢是保罗讲是一个托付。
And Paul said this is an entrustment.
那我们要问说，今天在地上神的最重要的工作是什么呢？
We have to ask, what is the most important work of God today?
当然，我们很多弟兄姊妹可能很清楚。就是教会，对吧？
Maybe a lot of brothers and sisters know it is the church.
神今天在宇宙中或在地上，在时间中，神所做最大最重要的工作就是建造教会。
Today, the Lord's most important work is to build the church.
在以弗所书里面，保罗告诉我们，
In the book of Ephesians, Paul tells us,
神要建造教会成为基督的身体。
The Lord wants to build the church from the body of Christ.
我们知道这是新约时代中间最大的启示。
This is the greatest revelation in the New Testament time.
所以教会是神心中最重要的一件事情。
And so the church is the most important thing in the heart of God.
虽然呢，这个话呢也是很简单很清楚。
Even though this word is very simple and clear,
但是我们看见教会的历史和今天整个地上人的工作的情况。
But when we look at the church history and the current work of people today,
很多神的仆人并不太明白到底神把什么东西托付给他。
It seems that many servants of the Lord do not know what God has entrusted to them.
人们那个好一点的觉得神托付我们传福音。
The good ones still, God wants me to preach the gospel.
有的人就说主托付我医病医病。
Or God wants me to go heal people.
有人说神托付我做这个做那个。
Or God wants me to do this and that.
所以呢我们觉得很遗憾啊，很多人呢把注意力啊从对神所最重要的那些事情上转移到一些比较次要的东西上面。
It is sad to see that they don't focus on the most important thing, but rather focus on some secondary aspects.
或者转到一些附带的事情上面。
Or some secondary aspects.
所以在哥林多前书里面啊。
So in 1 Corinthians,
保罗用了另外一个说法来讲到教会。
And so Paul used another way to speak of the church.
他讲到教会呢是神所耕种的田地和所建造的房屋。
The church is the land that the Lord is tilling, or the house that God is building.
那么这个保罗的说法也是非常的重要。
Again, this word of Paul is very important.
因为它更具备有实行的意义在里面。
Because this talks about the doing part of it.
今天我们说我们要建造教会，你怎么建造呢？
Today we said we're going to build a church. Well, how do you build it?
当然，很多弟兄姊妹都说我们要建造教会成为基督的身体。
Many brothers and sisters said we build the church to be the body of Christ.
我们知道呢，这个身体这个意义对今天弟兄姊妹来讲，话语上没有问题。
We know that regards to the body of Christ, there are many preaching on this.
但是呢实际要去领会它有的人就觉得很抽象、啊。
But to really understand it, many think it's so abstract.、
啊、不太容易明白。
It seems very difficult to understand.
在实行上更困难。
And then to work it out is even more difficult.
保罗就说呢好了我们用另外一个方式来讲啊他是神所耕种的田地建造的房屋、啊、
And so Paul approached it in another way. He said, this is the land that the Lord is tilling and the house the Lord is building.
诶这样呢好像我们就比较觉得能实行能抓住点什么对吧
And so with this, it seems easier to grab hold on and to do it.
我相信弟兄姊妹们对于这两个点并不陌生。
I'm sure that you're familiar with these two points.
但是呢我还是愿意就着它其中的意义跟弟兄姊妹们有一些的交通。
But I want to still explain and fellowship with brothers and sisters the meaning of this.
那么神把教会呢看作是耕种的田地。
The Lord look at the church as if it is the land to be tilled.
我们首先呢要明白到底这个田地是指着什么东西说的。
What does this farmland refer to?
如果你读马太福音第十三章啊。
If you read Matthew chapter 13,
主讲那个撒种的比喻啊。
We know the parable of the sower.
那个撒种的比喻呢，就是把种子撒在田地里。
We see that the parable of the sower sows the seed on the land.
哦，原来呢，那个田地呢，是指着人的心说的。
And so the land there refers to the heart of man.
所以呢，这里很清楚告诉我们。
So here it says clearly,
侍奉主是跟人的心田。
And so serving God is tilling the heart of man.
但是呢，我发现哈，今天在地上很多的侍奉呢，都是在跟人的头脑，不是跟人的心田。
But then today, a lot of service are tilling the brain rather than tilling the heart of man.
哇，我们讲很多道为了说服别人啊。
Many messages are to convince the mind of men.
动人的情感。
Or to affect their emotion.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们呢，真正的侍奉耕田是耕人的心田。
But actually, the real service is to till the heart of men.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这是一个最艰难的一个工作。
This is the hardest work.
这个人的心啊，这个真是一个有太多问题的地方。
The heart is full of problems.
并且，人的心是最不稳定的东西。
And the heart is also the most unstable.
也是变化最多的地方。
And it keeps changing.
所以你如果能慢慢的服侍，把人的心呢，把它弄得专一了啊，那么能够稳定了，那你的侍奉就很成功，但是很难的。
So if your service can stabilize the heart of man and make it focused, then that's good, but that's hard.
因为圣经形容我们呢，在我们没有得救的时候呢，我们这个人的心这块田是荒地，是荒地。
The Bible describes that before we're saved, this land is a forsaken place.
我们如何能把这个荒地把它开辟出来变成好土？
For this desolate place to be cultivated to become good soil,
这个才是这个侍奉上最重要也是最难的部分。
This is the most important and yet the most difficult part of service.
当然我们每个弟兄姊妹都要注意自己心里面这块田啊。
Of course, each of us has to pay attention to this farmland in our heart.
啊，那么诗篇呢，六十五篇告诉我们。
We know in Psalm 65, it tells us.
如果你读第九节到十三节啊。
If you read 9 to 13.
那里有两件重要的事情啊，能够把一个荒地变成良田。
The two things saying how you change that desolate land into a good land.
第一个是篱下生根啊。
It talks about going deep.
我们晓得你种田的人都是这样，第一件事情你先要松土，对不对？你要用那个犁啊，先把这个硬的土啊，把它松开。
So in order to soften the soil, you need to plow deep.
然后呢，要降下透雨。
And then you have to put down
Water.
Oh, you have to put down water.
第一个你用那个犁先把那个硬的土给它翻开，然后另外呢就开始要灌输水分啊，求神降下透雨。
So first you have to plow deep, and then the God will pour down water.
我们知道这两件事情就是十字架跟圣灵的工作。
And so these two work is the work of the cross and the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在教会里啊，要多传十字架的信息。
And that's why in the church we have to preach the cross.
也让弟兄姊妹们真正学习十字架的功课。
And really let brothers and sisters learn the lesson of the cross.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你知道我们这个人呢、啊？这个肉心是软的，对吧？但是实际上那个心是非常的刚硬的。
We think that our heart seems soft, but actually it's very hard.
那你要把这个石头一样的心呢，能够把它变得柔软，哦，这是一个相当不容易的功课。
To make this heart of stone become softened is a hard work.
但是只有十字架能做到。
But the cross can do it.
不仅需要把十字架的意义讲明了，让弟兄姊妹实际背着十字架跟从主。
Not only do we explain the cross clearly, but we also let brothers and sisters bear the cross.
还有引进圣灵的工作。
And then we have to...Let the work of the Holy Spirit come in.
因为圣灵是赐生命的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the giver of the Spirit of life.
他能把生命的活水引进来。
He can bring in the flow of the living water.
那么这块荒地呢，现在就可以变成良田，可以来种植。
And then this desolate land.Can become a good land to be planted.
你看在以赛亚书第32章里面也讲到。
And then in Isaiah 32.
这个15节到17节啊。
In verse 15 to
17. 他说只等圣灵从上浇灌。
Only when the Holy Spirit poured down from above.
那么这旷野就变成肥田。
Then the wilderness becomes a fruitful land.
而肥田就变如树林。
And then this land becomes a forest.
我们能看见在圣经里面呢，神有很多的话在这里告诉我们。
The Lord tells us in many words here.
他的家，他的教会是一块田地。
His church is a piece of farmland.
那么今天呢，我们与神同工呢，就是与神一同来经营，来耕种这块田地。
So to work with God is to till this land with the Lord.
当然我们知道了，一个田地啊，它的功用是什么呢？
We know what is the use of this farmland.
它就是不断的产生什么供应人的食物，对不对
？It's to continually bear fruit to supply the needs of man.
还有一方面，它是不断的产生种子啊，可以延续。
And then to continue to produce seeds, so it can continue having produce.
所以今天呢，弟兄姊妹，我们看一看。我们的自己看看整个的教会啊，我们所在的聚会。
So let us look at the church, the meeting that we're in.
我们这一大片是肥田吗
？Are we a very good farmland?
我们能看见有这个很多的果实生长五谷，丰富吗
？Can we see a lot of produce?
我们能看见这个生命一直在延续吗？
Can we see life continuing?
这些都是神给我们的一个启示啊。
All these are revelation given to us by God.
所以保罗说呢，我们与神同工呢，他跟亚波罗两个人做了两件重要的事。
And so, when Paul worked with God, he and Apollos do two important things.
保罗说我栽种了。
Paul said, I planted.
亚波罗浇灌。
And Apollos watered.
其实我们知道保罗在这里很谦卑啊。
We see here Paul is very humble.
他意思说呢，我做了最粗浅的工作，然后亚波罗来灌水呀。
He seems to say, I do the most basic thing, and then Apollos is the one who's watering.
但保罗说不要紧，这都一样，都一样。
But then Paul said, these are all the same, it's okay.
当然我们晓得栽种的工作不容易。
Of course, we know the planting is hard.
你看见保罗在地中海的沿岸啊，他到处去传福音，到处去开工啊。
We see how Paul started work around the Mediterranean.
哎呀，碰见了有的地方的那个光景呢，真的是像荒土啊，野地，对吧？
He encountered many places to be desolate and like the wilderness.
保罗就一块一块在那里松土，在那里开垦。
And how he till and plow continually.
然后他就把种子都撒在那些地方。
And then he sowed the seeds there in those places.
所以今天在教会里面呢，的确有的弟兄们的功用就是在这里开荒啊，那么在这里这个松地在这里撒种。
Truly some brothers, their work is to till the land, to plow, and then to plant.
当然了，一个种植我们知道还有很多其他的工作啊，这是不容易的事情。
We know that in this farming this land, there's so many works and it's hard.
那我为着时间缘故，我不详细去说这个。
I'm not going to go through this in detail.
那么感谢神，保罗栽种了，亚波罗就来浇灌，他们有很好的同工关系在那里。
We thank the Lord that Paul planted and Apollo watered, and they have a good co-working relation.
我们都知道亚波罗呢，开头说呢，他是一个蛮有圣经知识的人啊。
We know at the beginning, Apollos is one who's full of knowledge of the Bible.
他那个时候开头传道的时候都是讲圣经知识。
And so when he started preaching, he preached on the knowledge from the scripture.
后来呢，他碰到了这个亚基拉、百居拉两个人。
Then later on, he met Priscilla and Aquila.
哎呀，他们一听这个亚波罗讲道啊，真的口才也很好，知识也很丰富。
They heard his preaching and they think, well, he's eloquent and he has a lot of knowledge.
但是他只懂得这个施洗约翰的个洗礼啊，用水洗礼。
He only knows the baptism of John.
那么听了半天呢，感觉好像没有打到那个中心点。
They feel that he didn't hit the target.
感谢主，他们两个就把亚波罗请到他们家里去了。
And so they invited Apollos to their home.
然后再仔细的给他讲到耶稣基督的这个真理。
And they talked to him about the truth of Jesus Christ.
因为他们夫妻的服侍，哇，叫亚波罗大得启示，开了眼睛了。
Because of the ministry of this couple, Apollo's eyes were open.
那么这个时候呢，我们看见了亚波罗 在讲道的时候
then with the revelation and after that he spoke
就有很多生命水的供应
then the message is full of the living water
就像我从前讲的 有人告诉我说你讲道啊启示性太高牧养性太少啊
As if somebody told me before that in your preachingThere's great revelation, but the shepherding is kind of weak.
现在呢我们看见了亚波罗再一讲道啊满了生命的供应。
So now his preaching is full of the supply of life.
所以保罗说现在亚波罗呢会用生命的水浇灌。
And so now he knows how to water with the living water.
所以弟兄姊妹今天的教会的侍奉上也是这样啊。
And today the service in church is the same way.
我们不能光用知识道理来浇灌弟兄姊妹。
We cannot use knowledge and doctrines to water the brothers and sisters.
要生命来浇灌。
But use the life to water.
那尽管我们尽我们自己的本分做这些事
Now even if we use our best effort to do this thing
最重要的是神叫它生长
The most important is that the Lord give the increase
就是能带进生命的果效那个才是最重要的
And that there would be a fruit of life and that's the most important
所以这一方面也是给我们很大的激励。
This also encourages most.
如果主今天给你托付给你话语你就忠心的去传递就好了。
If the Lord gives you a charge and gives you word, just faithfully go and preach.
因为那个生命的果效在神的手中。
Because the fruit of life is in God's hand.
所以我们要不要在乎啊我们讲的道啊这个弟兄姊妹有没有受感动啊那么反应怎么样好弟兄姊妹们这个都是次要的东西。
We cannot be focusing, oh, how the brothers sisters react, is there a supply for them, and those are secondary.
最重要是神能用这些话能够产生生命的果效那是最重要的。
The most important thing is that the Lord can use this word and it will result in the life.
啊，所以保罗说呢，教会是神所耕种的田地。
That's why Paul said the church is the land that the Lord tilled.
我们要与神同工，就是来耕种这块田地。
To work with God is to come and till the land with the Lord.
也许有弟兄姊妹会问说好像哥林多前书这里讲到的是所谓的工人是吧这使徒们他们做的工对不对
Maybe some will ask this First Corinthians talking about the work of apostles
你从字面上看起来好像是这样
From the letter it seems like it is
但是我们都晓得在初期的教会里面啊，那么呢使徒们在工作上是一个榜样。
But we know in the early church, the work of the apostle is an example.
其实他们自己也是田地的一部分。
Because they themselves are part of the land to be tilled.
就像摩西建造神的房屋一样。
It's like how Moses built the house of God.
希伯来书说呢，他也是房屋的一部分。
And in Hebrews it said he's also part of that house.
好，那我们现在呢，就来看保罗所讲的教会第二个部分就是房屋啊。
And now we're gonna focus on the second part that the church is the house.
当然，我们首先要明白，这个房屋是神的房屋，不是人的房屋。
First, we need to understand this house is the house of God, not man.
神要把教会呢建造成为神可以居住的地方。
God wants to build a house so the house can be a place where God can dwell.
那么是神可以得安息的地方。
It is a place where God can find rest.
我们读四福音书的时候啊。
When we read the four gospels,
在我个人感觉呢，读到了最心酸的一句话。
What grieves me most is this word.
就是在马太福音和路加福音里面都提到了。
Both the book of Matthew and Luke mentioned it.
主说狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
The Lord said, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay down as his pillow.
因为犹太人的服事已经变成犹太教了。
Because the service of the Jews became Judaism.
那个圣殿已经变质了。
The quality of that temple has already changed.
所以呢，神的儿子回来之后找不到家了。
When the Son of God came here on earth, he cannot find a home.
我们记得在路加福音第二章。
In Luke chapter 2.
那么主耶稣十二岁的时候，他父母带他上耶路撒冷过节。
When he was 12, his parents brought him to the feast.
节期过了，他父母走了，找不到主耶稣。
Then all of a sudden, the parents cannot find Jesus.
所以他们就重新回到耶路撒冷，三天以后找到他。
So they went back to Jerusalem, and after 3 days, they found him.
主在哪里呢？
Where is Jesus?
主在圣殿里面。
Lord Jesus is in the temple.
他坐在这些教师们中间。
And he was among the teachers.
一面听一面问。
On one hand, he asked, on one hand, he listened.
弟兄姊妹，你能看见这幅图画吗？
Brothers and sisters, can you see this picture?
虽然那个时候圣殿已经变质了，已经 degenerate 了。
Even though the temple has degenerated.
但是呢，主一到那里去，你看那个主的整个情感呢，通通流露出来了。
But then when he was there, all his feelings came out.
虽然只有十二岁。
Even though he was only 12.
那个已经变质的地方，但是仍旧叫他里面有很深的感触，因为他爱神的家。
Even though that is already a degenerated place, but he still has a deep sense because he loved the house of God.
所以他对他肉身的父母说。
So he told his earthly parents.
他说：“岂不知我应当住在我父的家里吗？”
He said, "Shouldn't I be?" Minding my father's business.
所以我们知道当主耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候。
And so when the Lord came as flesh here on earth.
以色列人和耶路撒冷已经不再是神的居所了。
The Israelites and Jerusalem is no longer a dwelling place of God.
所以主讲了最心酸的话说狐狸有洞。天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
And that's why he said that the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but I have nowhere to lay my head.
弟兄姊妹们，巴望主把这个感觉和这句话深深地放在我们的里面。
And so may the Lord really put this word deeply in our hearts.
我们在这里一同聚会。
We gather here together.
我们在建造什么？
What are we building?
巴望主让我们能像大卫一样。
May we be like David.
一心为耶和华寻得安息的所在。
That his whole heart is looking for a resting place for Yahweh.
我们要有迫切的祷告。
We need to have a burdened prayer.
我们对主说。
And tell the Lord.
主啊，如果今天你在地上，你找不到安息的所在。
If today you cannot find a resting place here on earth,
愿我们这个小小的聚会能成为你安息的所在。
May our small meeting be a resting place for you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们不能弄得主啊无家可归啊。
We cannot let the Lord not have a home to go back to.
今天在地上，虽然基督徒的团体成千上万个。
It's true, there are so many Christian organizations.
但是哪里是神的家呢？
But where is the home of God?
所以我们今天在一同聚会，一同服侍主。
So right now we're serving together for the Lord.
我们一定要有个强烈的一个心愿。
We have to have a strong desire and willingness.
要为主寻得安息的所在。
We're looking for a resting place for the Lord.
大家都记得马拉基书的话。
We know the word from Malachi.
神的家荒凉，我们自己住有天花板的房屋。
The house of God is in desolation, but we're still living in a house with a nice ceiling.
这充分说明了一种光景。
This speak of a condition.
弟兄姊妹，神的家才是最重要的。
The house of God is the most important.
我常常鼓励我们的弟兄姊妹。
I always encourage our brothers and sisters.
如果我们全心为着神的家。
If we wholeheartedly are for the house of God.
神就全心为着我们的家。
Then the Lord will be wholeheartedly for our family.
这是大卫的这个经历。
This is the experience of David.
我们要有个感觉。只有神的家兴旺，神的家荣耀，我们的家才有祝福。
We want the house of God to be glorious, to be revived, and then we can be, our homes can be blessed.
你看在旧约圣经里面，圣经我们看见一幅很清楚的图画。
The Old Testament shows us the very clear picture.
在旷野里面的时候，会幕在中间。
In the wilderness, the tabernacle was in the middle.
十二个支派的人就是围绕着会幕搭帐篷的。
And the 12 tribes are surrounded the tabernacle.
这告诉我们，只有中间这个会幕的光景是对的。
Because only the condition of this tabernacle is right.
神能住在其中。
And God can live in the midst of them.
神能够设立宝座掌权在那里。
He can set up his throne and rule from there.
那么周围搭帐篷的这些个人家才有祝福，对不对呢？
And then the homes around that tabernacle will be blessed.
我们知道什么时候那个会幕那个地方出问题了。
Whenever there's a problem that comes on the tabernacle,
以色列人个人的家也没保护，也没祝福。
Then the individual homes will not have protection.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么重要的一件事情。
This is such an important thing.
啊，所以保罗告诉我们，教会是神所建造的房屋，是神的房屋。
And that's why Paul tells us, God is building this house, and this is the house of God.
保罗在写提摩太前书的时候
And when Paul wrote 1 Timothy
在大家都很熟悉那句话
We're all familiar with that word
提前三章十五节
In 1 Timothy 3:15.
保罗最后啊，写这些书信给提摩太的时候，你看他的心是多么的关心教会，关心神的家。
You see how Paul was very concerned about the house of God.
他说倘若我单言日久。
He said that if I tarry long.
哎呀，保罗的心里面为着神的家真是那样如火烧一样的。
You see how he was fired up for the house of God.
他说你也应当知道在神的家中当怎样行。
He said that you may know how you ought to behave in the house of God.
他说这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
He said the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth.
教会是永生神的家。
The church is the house of that living God.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们的神是生命的神。
Our God is a God of life.
他只能住在充满生命的地方。
And he can only live in a place that is full of life.
所以呢，弟兄姊妹，这个就不在乎我们这个聚会大或者小了。
It's not a matter of whether our meeting is big or small.
那在乎有没有生命？
The matter is it living?
因为永生神只能住在生命的家里面。
Because the living God can only live in a living house.
所以我们所有的弟兄姊妹都应当注重跟随生命的感觉。
And that's why all of us brothers and sisters have to pay attention to move with the sense of life.
简单的来说
，simply speaking，
就说你这个得救的人，你要是活的，你是个活人。
As one who is saved, you are a living person.
我们在教会中的侍奉是活的。
Our service is living.
啊，我们讲道，我们交通都是活的言语。
Our preaching.Our message are all living words.
我们的敬拜，我们的赞美，我们的歌颂都应该是活的。
Our worship, our praise, our singing have all to be living.
我们的祷告也是充满生命的。
Our prayer has to be full of life.
这样你能使教会呢，变成一个充满生命的地方。
This way you can make the church into a living place.
因为教会是永生神的家。
Because the church is the house of the living God.
这家就是永生神的教会。
And this house is the church of the living God.
所以保罗说呢，我们与神同工。
And so when Paul said, when we work with God,
那么我们来建造神的家，神的教会。
And we're building God's house, the church.
所以哥林多前书告诉我们，这家是神所耕种的田地。
And 1 Corinthians tells us, this house is the land that's being tilled by God.
这家是神所建造的房屋。
And this house is also the building that God is building.
当然如果我们要仔细的来讲这个田地怎么跟房屋怎么建造啊，当然圣经里面有太多的教训啊。
If we want to talk about how to till this land, how to build this house, the Bible has a lot of teaching on this topic.
我们只能简单的和弟兄姊妹们那么来做一个说明。
We can only explain this in a simple way with brothers and sisters.
当然了，弟兄姊妹，今天哈，我们知道，无论是田地也好，无论是房屋也好
，whether it's the land or the house，
我们知道，神能够得着生命的结果是在他的儿子里面。
How the Lord can give can get the result of life is really in his son.
神今天能居住的地方也是他的儿子。
The place where God can live is really in his son.
所以呢教会需要高举基督。
That's why the church has to uplift Christ.
我们刚刚讲到这个耕种田地建造房屋那个最终的结果都是基督的彰显。
We talk about tilling the land, building the house. All the result has to manifest Christ.
对，侍奉主，只要基督增加了。
So in service, Christ has to be increased.
那定规那个地方是块好田。
Even though that land is a good land.
那个地方定规是一个好的房屋。
And then the house is a great house.
所以我们何等需要主的恩典呢
？And that's why we need God's grace.
所以呢，我们把这个注意啊，把它更集中在一个简单的点上。
And so we make our focus zero in on this simple thing.
我们能说，我们的教会建造是为着基督。
And we can say that the building of the church is for Christ.
教会里面除了基督之外没有别的兴趣。
Other than Christ, there's no other interest.
没有别的注意。
And there's no other focus beyond Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢我们的神。
We really thank our Lord.
他的计划是非常伟大的。
His design is so great.
是非常的丰富的。
And so full and rich.
但是神常常往往用最简单的方式引我们进入。
But then he always used the most simple way for us to enter in.
神做的一切都是为着他的儿子。
He did all this for his son.
就只要我们把注意力集中在基督身上。
And so if we put all our focus on Christ,
圣灵自然会引我们进入这个光景。
Very naturally, the Holy Spirit will let us enter in.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要知道神的托付也是有两面。
We also need to know that the entrustment of the Lord is kind of like two faces.
对内来讲。
With regards to the inward part,
神的托付是田地，是房屋。
His entrustment is the land, is the house.
但对外来讲
But on the outward,
就是福音和国度。
It is the gospel and the kingdom.
所以呢今天呢我们与神同工我们对内我们要耕种田地建造房屋。
So to work with God today, with regards to the inward, we need to till the land and build the house.
那么对外来讲的话呢
When facing outward,
我们为着基督的福音
then we are doing it for the gospel of Christ.
我们读到提摩太的帖撒罗尼迦前书第三章的时候
in 1 Thessalonians 3,
那里啊，那么弟兄姊妹们刚刚读的是应该很清楚啊。
We must be very clear on this.
对。那里讲到提摩太
It talks about Timothy.
那么有的翻译呢英文的翻译说他是神的 minister.
In English it says he's the minister of God.
那么在古卷里面原文说呢他是与神同工的。
But in the original it talks about work with God.
那么提摩太这个时候做执事做什么呢
So what is his ministry here?
他是在基督的福音上做执事。
His ministry is in the gospel of Christ.
当然弟兄姊妹们我们一提到福音好像我们主要是对着这些不信主的人啊。
When we talk about gospel, we think of gospel to the unbelievers.
这个是比较狭义的一个说法。
This is a narrow speaking about the gospel.
其实保罗的心中的福音呢，是包括神全面的工作。
But to Paul, when he talks about the gospel, it encompasses the whole work of God.
当然，今天我们向着这些不信主的人传福音，这也是很重要的。
Of course, it's very important today we preach the gospel to unbelievers.
不过呢，我们知道呢，这个福音的工作呢，是神整个建造工作的最初级的工作。
And we know that the work of the gospel is the very initial fundamental work of God.
所以提摩太在这里不仅把福音传出去了。
So not only did Timothy preach the gospel.
并且呢他还要做一件事，坚固使他们在所信的道上面得到劝慰。
But he's also doing is to establish and to comfort with regards to faith.
使福音的根基变得更稳固。
And so to make that foundation of the gospel even more firm.
那意思说啊，不是说啊，你得救了就可以了。
It means that, oh, it doesn't mean that, oh, just because you're saved, it's okay.
要使它根基稳固。
But you have to make the foundation firm.
所以呢，在教会里面呢，也需要有初信造就啊，这个其实也蛮重要的 ，basic truth 这个也很重要。
That's why the church is important to have the basic truth class.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在这里啊，在福音的工作上面啊，我们也是与神同工的。
That's why in the gospel work, we also work with God.
那保罗在哥罗西书第四章里面告诉我们。
And then in Colossians 4, Paul tells us,
不仅他们传福音,
not only do they preach the gospel,
他们也更多扩张神的国度,
but they also expand the kingdom of God.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗讲这里有三个人是为着神的国与他同工的。
There are three people here who are his fellow worker with regards to the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹也知道，我们今天来到末后的时代。
Today we have come to the end times.
主耶稣在马太福音24章里面告诉我们。
In Matthew 24, the Lord tells us.
我们还需要传天国的福音。
We need to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
当然，弟兄姊妹，这个天国的福音也是另外一个大题目啊。
Of course, the gospel of the kingdom is another huge topic.
啊，那么我们要让神的国度得着在地上得着开展。
We want the kingdom to be expanded here on earth.
特别。要传天国的福音。
And especially have to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
我们都知道当主回来的时候。
We know when the Lord comes back.
地上有千年国度的这么一段时间。
There's going to be a millennium, that thousand years.
这个千年国度就是主所讲的天国。
That thousand years is what the Lord said.Talk about the kingdom of God.
我们晓得我们要进神的国。
We know that we want to enter the kingdom of God.
约翰福音第三章告诉我们。
In John chapter 3 tells us.
你只要接受耶稣基督做救主。
You receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你借着水和圣灵的洗就可以进天国。
Through the water and theand the Holy Spirit, you can enter into the kingdom.
但在马太福音里面呢，主告诉我们，天国是努力的人进入的。
But then in Matthew it says that the kingdom is taken by violence.
你要付一点代价，你才能够进入。
You have to pay a price to enter.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是天国快要降临的时候。
This is the time when the kingdom is coming soon.
所以我们与神同工。
So when we work with God,
不仅把福音传给周遭还没相信的人。
Not only do we preach the gospel to unbelievers,
我们还要传天国的福音，鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹。
We have to preach the gospel of the kingdom to encourage brothers and sisters.
就像彼得给我们的鼓励一样。
Just like how Peter encouraged us.
希望我们每个弟兄姊妹将来都能够丰丰富富进神的国，进主耶稣基督的国。
That we will all be richly and fully enter into the kingdom of God, into the kingdom of Christ.
这真是一个非常重要的时刻。
This is a very important time.
所以你看见你要与神同工。
So you want to work with God.
啊，现在我们知道啊，神的托付啊，在我们身上。
We know the entrustment He has in us.
对内你要耕种田地。
Towards the inward, you have to till the land.
建造房屋。
Build the house.
对外传福音。
With regards to outside, you have to
使神的国度得到开展。
And expand the kingdom.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神呼召我们来与他同工。
God wants us to work with him.
啊，我再说，你记住这个与神这个字所说明的属灵的原则。
Remember the spiritual meaning that's being explained by the word with God.
你就不会把这些事物当作重担啊，觉得哎呀太困难。
Then you will not feel be burdened and say, whoa, these are too difficult.
因为与神这个字说明是被动中的主动，对吧？
Because the with God is talking about passively active.
我们可以放心，神绝对向着他自己的工作负责任。
We know very well that God will be responsible for his own work.
啊，他的工作只有他自己能完成。
Only he can accomplish his own work.
但是呢，他叫我们呢，能够在工作中与他同工，叫我们能分享这个荣耀。
But he wants us to work with him and share with him the glory.
所以我们里面人就是有安息。
And so we can rest from within.
祖先动了。
When God first moved,
那么我们再跟着去动。
And then we can follow and move with him.
你就丝毫不需要费很大的力气。
And this way, you don't really have to put a lot of effort in it.
你在旧约中啊，有一卷书专门说这件事情。
There's a book in the Old Testament that talks about this.
你们能知道是哪一卷吗？
Do you know which book is that?
那就是约书亚记。
And that is the book of Joshua.
啊，约书亚他们要得整个迦南地为产业，对不对？
The Joshua, they want to claim the land of Canaan as an inheritance.
当时整个迦南地都是被仇敌的权势所占据的。
And we know that the enemy filled that land.
他们要进入这征战很困难的。
It's very hard for them to do warfare there.
因为就着人数来讲，他们以色列人不是多数。
With regards to number of people, you know, they are a small group.
我们记得在那里，约书亚带领他们最后打败了31个王啊！哇，这么多王。
But you know, they were able to conquer 31 kings.
那个秘诀在哪里呢？
What is the secret there?
就是在耶利哥城的外面。
So at the gate of Jericho.
那么他让耶和华军队的元帅来率领他们。
He let the captive of the Lord's army lead them.
所以那个人对约书亚讲说，我是来做耶和华军队元帅。
And so that person came and told Joshua, I'm the captain of the Lord's army.
所以呢，约书亚就脱下鞋，向他俯伏下拜。
And so Joshua took off his sandals and bowed down before him.
然后我们就看见这个耶和华军队的元帅就隐藏住了。
And then the captain of the Lord's army became hidden.
但是呢，你看见每一个征战都是耶和华在前面。
But
耶和华军队的元帅在前面。
Every battle, Yahweh is before them. That captain is before them.
所以他们打这个仗打得非常容易啊。
And so their battle seems to be very easy.
他们就跟着后面抢产业就可以了。
All they do is follow suit and grab the inheritance.
啊，有的时候敌人来了，你看这神就打发一些这个蜜蜂啊，蝗这个蝗虫的跑出去。他们还没打那个敌人就跑得不知道哪里去了。
And sometimes the Lord would just send these and then, you know, the enemies would be fleeing.
看起来是外面是约书亚在这里带领以色列人打仗，对不对？
But outwardly it seems Joshua is leading the army to fight.
其实每一场仗都是神为他们打的。
But really, every battle the Lord fights for them.
弟兄姊妹，这一幅的图画是要叫我们有信心。
This picture is to tell us we need to have faith.
今天你与神同工。
When you work with God today,
你要知道这是神高抬我们。
You have to know that the Lord has lifted us up.
神为要叫我们能够蒙福。
He wants to bless us.
所以请我们记得。
So please remember.
这个与神所说的这个重要的原则。
The principle that is spoken of by with God.
是被动中的主动。
It is to be passively active.
我想这几天我们在一起啊，我们把圣经中呢一些最重要的基本的我喜欢用这个最基础的一些重要经历的原则和弟兄姊妹们一同在交通。
So these few days we have fellowship on the most basic and foundational thing experience to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
从我们个人的经历一直到整个教会的建造。
From our own personal experience to the building of the church.
主用这些话告诉我们这些都是可以实行的原则。
The Lord used this word to tell us that these are all principles that are doable.
但愿主的恩典临到我们。
May His grace be upon us.
在我们的生活中能够与神和好。
That in our life we will be reconciled to God.
我们有与神交通的这个经历。
We have the experience of fellowshipping with God.
我们有与神同行的这个实际的这个经历。
We have the reality of walking with God.
然后呢，我们也真正的与神同工。
And then we would be really working with God.
弟兄姊妹们，我相信啊，如果我们按照这样的光景来跟从主。
Brothers and sisters, I believe if we follow this and with the Lord,
不仅我们个人的光景能够美好。
Not only would we have a good condition individually,
整个教会的光景会美好。
Also, the condition of the church will be very good too.
这样主回来的时候
，And then when the Lord comes back，
我们就可以欢然的来见他。
Then we will be joyfully welcoming him。
我们请低头在这祷告。
Let us bow down and pray。
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you with our whole heart。
是你给我们的恩典。
It is your grace, Lord, given to us.
在今天这个疫情还持续在蔓延的时候，我们可以有这样的聚会。
That we can have this kind of meeting in spite of that pandemic still going on.
虽然我们没有办法聚在一起，一同来敬拜你。
Even though we cannot be physically together and worship you.
但是你是无往不在的神。
But then you are everywhere, Lord.
我们人就可以同心同灵地把敬拜归给你。
And so with one heart, one spirit, we can give you all our worship.
主啊，我们求你祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, may you bless your own word.
在最末了的这一点点的时间里面。
That with the short time that's remaining.
让我们能行走生活在你话语的光中。
That we will walk and live in your word.
主啊，我们渴望你早日的回来。
Lord, we want you to come back quickly.
我们也渴望我们能有好的光景迎接你的再来。
Lord, and we want us to be in a good condition when you come back.
求你借着真理的圣灵。
Please, through the Holy Spirit of truth.
引我们进入这些实际。
Help us to enter into the reality of this truth.
主啊，我们愿意把自己和亲爱的弟兄姊妹都交在你的恩手中。
Lord, we commit ourselves and brothers and sisters into your hands.
愿我们在地上的日子能荣耀到你的圣名。
That Lord, in our times here on earth, we will glorify your name.
谢谢你与我们众人同在。
Thank you, Lord, for being with us all.
垂听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This is with the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.